Well, there are always more kids in need of foster care than there are families. And in most cases, these children need more than just a home, but someone who understands the circumstances that put children into foster care. And joining us now, Forrest Clow. He is the community-based services manager for Juneau Youth Services and the case manager for its therapeutic foster care program. Well, Forrest, one of the things that I think people may wonder about is they haven't heard that term, therapeutic foster care. That's a new one for me anyway. Can you explain how it's different from just foster care?
I would love to. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that often is a new term for people, though it's been around for quite a while. But therapeutic foster care, or TFC, is a service for kids whose needs can't be met in their family home or in a traditional foster home. And often that's because of their behavior, and often these kids have pretty extensive trauma histories. It gets used a lot for kids who are transitioning out of a higher level of care. So a kid who has been in a hospital or a residential treatment facility or anything like that, and is not yet at a point where they're able to return home to their family. And that's where therapeutic foster parents come in.
Yeah, that sounds like that would be a tremendous responsibility, not just to take a child that doesn't have these challenges, but and as a person, I would be kind of leery about doing this, wondering if I might do more harm to the child than good because I'm not trained.
And I think that that's a common worry that people have coming in. And I think there's a few different things that it's really important for people to understand. And the first one is that as part of our program, we provide just a ton of training to foster parents. And then from there, once they're trained up and once they're licensed, we provide a ton of support to them. So we don't place a kid with people and then say, hey, see you, good luck. It's nothing like that. You have a professional team with you the whole time. You're a member of that kid's treatment team, and we're all working together toward the same goal with that kid. So there's a lot of supports in place for those parents. The other factor is I think that when people hear about behavior, people can get nervous about that and thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be something that I can't handle. All these are great kids who haven't had a fair chance in life. And typically, when people haven't had a fair chance in life, we see behaviors come up. These are kids who've been exposed to trauma, who have long trauma histories. And because of it, there are some behaviors to manage, but they're nothing that needs to be scary at all to people. And we're here to support people along that path and get people trained up and get people licensed and get people the supports they need to make it so that they're able to be really successful with those kids.
Well, today we just don't have enough time to get into some really interesting things to find out about this. But first of all, just quickly, can you tell us what kind of people you're looking for? Because a lot of people may not know that they might be the right person to do something like this.
Yeah, that's something that we see a lot and that we hear a lot. And I think that a lot of people have a perception that in order to be a foster parent, you need to have your life completely squared away. You need to own a home. You need to have plenty of money. None of that is true. In order to be a foster parent, you need to have a desire to help kids. You need to have time in your life to devote to kids. And you need to have space in your home for kids. And if you have those things and you're someone who has thought about this or someone who wants to take this step or even just someone who wants to explore it a little bit more, we would love to talk to you about that because we have seen that tons of different people from tons of different backgrounds can be incredibly successful foster parents.
So if you are interested, if this conversation has piqued your interest, how do you go about connecting?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways to do that. One real easy way is just to call me directly. I manage our foster care program, and I would love to talk to anyone about it. My number is 907-523-6604. And then the other option for anything related to JYS, whether it's services for kids, whether it's that you want to become a foster parent, anything, you can call our link department. And they handle everything on the front end for us. And their number is 907-789-7610.
All right. So probably folks don't have a pencil or pen handy to write this down. So is there a website you can point us to?
There is. And that's another great option is just to go to jys.org or just Google Juneau Youth Services or JYS. We'll all come up every time.
Well, Forrest, we want you to come back again and maybe bring a foster family with you so we can talk a little bit more about their experience and maybe they can help us see how we might find it as a possibility for ourselves.
That would be wonderful. We have some amazing foster parents who I'm sure would love to do that. And I would be really excited about the opportunity to come on and share that with people.
Well, thank you for coming on, Forrest, and just giving us a sense of what this is all about, because it's certainly really important to make sure that kids get some help. And probably a foster family can make all the difference, the right family with the right child.
Absolutely. It's an amazing opportunity for people who really want to make a difference in kids' lives.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, Forrest Clough with Juno Youth Services.